Look, we're just too inconsistent with our performances. We'll play two or three good minutes, you know, get back in the game, even build a lead, and then we, you know, stop playing defence for one or two. And against a high calibre team like Melbourne, they punished us. You know, we go off an open three and then we come down and foul a three-point play. So they score 7 points in a row. Say a three-pointer and then fouled it. So it's disappointing that, you know, we haven't put 40 minutes together, because this time of the year, without Matty, without Ernest, you know, all of us have got to step up and be at our best if we're going to win some games.
It's very uncharacteristic of the Cats to lose three in a row.
Yeah, absolutely right. And especially to lose a couple at home as well. So, you know, it was a long night. We all went home. I dare say it was some rough night's sleep for the players. But in saying that, we're on a plane today to head up to Townsville to get a win tomorrow night. And that's what our focus has to turn to now.
How important is the Townsville game, considering the people you've got after it as well?
Yeah, it's massive. You know, obviously we play Friday night in Townsville, get on a plane Saturday, and then play Saturday night against Cairns, who are playing great basketball at the moment, and then head on over to New Zealand to play top of the table New Zealand Breakers. So we need at least two wins on this road trip. Obviously the goal is three, and it starts tomorrow against you know, the Crocs, who touched us up last time we played up there.
Are you starting to get worried about your playoff spot?
Oh, look, it's more about just getting back in the leaders column, to tell the truth. To get a couple of wins, all that attention will be taken away. But in saying that, there's no denying that Adelaide's playing great basketball. They've just brought back Daniel Johnson. Melbourne are fourth and they just beat us last night. So we know that if we don't start performing on the court, we're not only going to miss out on playoffs for the first time in 29 years, but we're going to end the season very poorly if we don't change it around quickly.
Is there pressure building within the organisation? We know how high the standards are that Jack and Nick and the like set for you guys.
No, to be honest, you know, the pressure comes from within the playing group. You know, we're all competitors, we want to win. So, you know, Jack, Nick, none of those guys are coming into the locker rooms and saying there's pressure, you know, you better win or else. It's more so us just wanting to be able to win and play some finals basketball. So external factors haven't bothered us, but it's on us now to actually get out on the court and put together 40 good minutes.
Do you still believe you can win the championship?
Yeah, no doubt. I have no doubt in my mind that, you know, if we show up on the day, play 40 good minutes as hard as we can, then we can still win the championship. But right now, inconsistency has been our Achilles heel all year, and it's continued to plague us. But, you know, if we can switch on for 40 minutes mentally and physically, then I have no doubt we can beat anyone.
Can you put it down to a depleted squad, or is it more than that?
We don't want to make excuses, but obviously, you know, Matty Knight and Ernest Ross does hurt us. In particular, I think Matty Knight's one of the premier big men in the league and an underrated defender. And that's being exposed at the moment. So it's been great to see Tommy Jervis step up and play quality minutes and quality games. But, you know, once he's off the court, we're relying on undersized four men to play his position. And that's not fair to those guys.